last Sunday, you would say that he came here
last
Sunday. What would you say? You wanted to tell somebody that he came last Sunday. How would you say that?
Past Sunday.
The past Sunday. If he's going to leave next Sunday, that's a week from today. How would you say he will leave
next Sunday?
If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
2 weeks.
That's good. You know another name for 2 weeks?
Half a month.
Know any other?
Fourteen days. Fortnight.
Oh, that's very good. All right. Sunday is today. Monday will be
tomorrow.
If you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody.
What time it is.
All right. Then what does he pull out of his pocket to look at?
Pull out a watch. If he got one in his pocket, he might look on his arm.
Midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you would say it's
morning.
Midway between 7 and 8 on the clock.
1 hour. Midway between.
Halfway between 7 and 8, you would say it's what time?
Half. 30 minutes, a half hour. Fourth hour, half hour. Halfway between.
So what time would it be?
8:30, 7:30. That thing mixes it up.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
You might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they are not going to get such a good one
this year.
If a child had just had his third birthday, you would say he is
3 years old.
If something happened on this day last year, you would say it happened exactly
1 year ago today.
You look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
On a day when the sun is shining and there are no clouds in the sky, what kind of day do you say that it is?
A beautiful sunshiny day.
On the opposite kind of day, if it's not raining, but the sky is covered with clouds, what kind of day do you call that?
Call that a smoky day,